Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show, Game 1 here in Milwaukee. Just five games left to play in the 2024 regular season. The pitching matchup tonight was Frankie Montas against Sean Manaea. In the top of the first inning, a leadoff walk to Francisco Lindor, but nothing else for the Mets against the right-hander Montas. In the bottom half of the first, Bryce Terang led off for the Brewers. He singled over a leaping Francisco Lindor. He immediately stole second base. The Brewers had a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Manaea responded with a strikeout of Sal Frelick, and Jackson Chourio flied out for the second out. Two outs and a runner on. Manaea then walked William Contreras and Willie Adames. Two walks in the inning, two outs, the base is loaded, and Manaea faced Rhys Hoskins.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive, well hit, deep left field. Nimmo back at the track. He jumps, it's gone. A grand slam for Rhys Hoskins. His 26th home run of the year, and the Brewers have taken a 4-0 lead. Well, despite the fact he doesn't hit breaking pitches, Manaea went with a fastball. It was a sinker, and it didn't sink. It rose.
Yeah, it was a middle-middle fastball at 94 miles per hour. Hoskins, on one swing of the bat, gave the Brewers a 4-0 lead, his third grand slam in 2024. Manaea stopped the bleeding there with a ground out, but it took 36 pitches to get out of the first inning. Montas faced the minimum in the top of the second thanks to a double play ball with J.D. Martinez up. In the bottom half of the second inning, with one out, Francisco Lindor committed a throwing error that allowed Blake Perkins to reach. One out and a runner on. The Mets had Perkins picked off of first, but Pete Alonso's return throw to second was late. That was the third stolen base of the game for Milwaukee, and a runner in scoring position for Bryce Terang.
1-2 the count. Now the pitch. Swing on a liner towards center. It's going to be off the glove of Taylor, who dove for it. Skips in front of him around third, and coming home to score is Perkins. And going into second is Terang. Probably score that a double. And the Brewers now have a 5-0 lead. This has not been a good last 5 minutes defensively for the New York Mets at all.
Yeah, very tough couple of plays for the Mets defensively. It was ruled a double. Brewers capitalized on the error and a 5-0 lead. A wild pitch advanced Terang to third. Now a runner at third with one out, but Manaea limited. Sal Frelick and Jackson Chourio popped out, and the Brewers were held to one in the second, but it was a 5-0 Brewers lead after two. In the top of the third inning, Francisco Alvarez led off with a walk against Montas. Montas then set down the next two Mets of the inning, two outs, and Alvarez still at first, and Mark Vientos up for New York.
Vientos puts a charge into this fly ball, center field. Perkins moving back to the wall, looks up, it's gone. Mark Vientos once again provides a little life. Two-run home run to straightaway center, his 27th of the year, and the Mets are now on the board, trailing 5-2 in this third inning.
And that's our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Separated by a few days, but home runs in back-to-back games for Mark Vientos. and a 5-2 lead for Milwaukee after 2.5. Mania posted his first zero of the night in the bottom of the third inning. We were on to the fourth with the Mets down by 3. Montas set down the first two batters of the inning. He then hit Jesse Winker and walked J.D. Martinez with two outs and two on, a 10-pitch battle between Montas and Francisco Alvarez.
The 10th pitch of the at-bat. At the knees, called strike 3. Inning over. Alvarez cannot believe it. Shouting, pouting. Mendoza comes out of the first, a third base dugout. He might get tossed. Alvarez slams his helmet down. Here comes DeJesus looking toward Mendoza, and he's ejected him.
Yeah, it was a pitch that K-Zone had down, but it resulted in a strikeout of Francisco Alvarez, the ejection of Carlos Mendoza, and the Mets were held off the board in the fourth inning. In the bottom half, a quick start for Sean Manaea. He retired the first two batters of the inning. Bryce Terang then extended the inning with a swinging bunt to third. Garrett Mitchell then hit a chopper over Pete Alonso into shallow right for a two-out double, and the Brewers once again had a couple of runners in scoring position with two outs, this time for Jackson Churio.
2-1. Another breaking ball hit to the right side. Iglesias to his left, smothers it, flipped to first base, close, safe. Churio beats it out. Terang scores. Mitchell to third. 6-2 Milwaukee. A bang-bang play that could have ended the inning.
Mets challenged the play. Call was confirmed, and that was it for Sean Manaea. He was done after 3 2/3. Jose Buto took over. He inherited runners at the corners with two outs, and William Contreras flied out to center to end the fourth inning. Montas was also done after 4. Joe Ross took over in the fifth. He and Jose Buto traded zeros. Ross returned for the sixth inning. He faced the minimum thanks to a double play ball. Danny Young was on for the Mets in the bottom half. A two-out walk extended the inning after he set down the first two Brewers that he faced with a little bit of help from Tyrone Taylor, who made a terrific leaping grab in center field for our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Bryce Terang, though, extended the inning as he stole his 50th bag after a two-out walk. It was his third stolen base of the game, a pass ball and a wild pitch later. He scored, Garrett Mitchell walked, and Danny Young was done for the Mets. 7-2 Brewers, Adam Ottavino on for New York. Jackson Churio grounded out to end the inning. On to the top of the seventh inning, the Mets were held off the board against Ross, but more importantly, they lost Francisco Alvarez, who was injured sliding into third base with what the Mets called back spasms. Ottavino walked one but struck out 3 for a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. Inning and a third scoreless for the Mets right-hander. It was on to the eighth. Hobie Milner took over for Milwaukee after the 3 scoreless innings from Joe Ross. With one out in the inning, Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso each single to put some pressure on Milner. 2 on and 1 away. Milner then hit Jose Iglesias to load the bases with one out, and Harrison Bader was up for the Mets.
2-2 to Bader. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit deep to left field. Back goes Churio onto the track near the wall, reaches up and makes the catch. Tagging at third and coming in to score is Nimmo. The other runners hold. Alonso at second, Iglesias at first. Beautiful catch by the rookie Jackson Churio in left field. It's a sacrifice fly for Bader, and the Brewers' lead is now 7-3.
So the Mets had to settle for just a sack fly on that terrific grab by Jackson Churio. Now a 7-3 game, two outs in the inning, and J.D. Martinez up for the Mets.
So now with a full count, the runners will be moving from second and first. Milner ready. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air. Shallow right. Tough play. Out goes Terang and makes the running catch. And he dropped the ball. He had it and dropped it. Alonso scores. And Iglesias stops at third. The Mets get a gift run. It is now 7-4.
On an error by Bryce Terang, who metrically is the best defensive second baseman in the game, but it was an E4. The Mets were within 3. Hobie Milner was done. Trevor McGill took over, and Luis Torrens, who had replaced Francisco Alvarez in the lineup, flied out on the very first pitch that he saw, and the Mets settled for 2 in the 8th. In the bottom half of the inning, Ottavino was done. Alex Young took over for the Mets, and Gary Sanchez led off.
Swinging a high fly ball to left field, pretty deep. Back goes Nimmo. This one's on the way, and it's gone. A home run for Sanchez, and a long one. He hit it into the second deck in left field. That's the enormous power we were talking about. He's always had that. Strikes out a ton. May be a liability defensively, but he'll run into one every now and then, and he just did to increase the Brewers' lead to 8-4.
Yeah, it did go a long way, 425 feet exactly for his 11th home run, and the Brewers' lead was back to 4. Young held it there. He retired the next three. On to the ninth inning with the Mets down by 4. McGill, who needed just one pitch for the 8th, returned for the 9th, and he worked around a one-out single by Francisco Lindor for the 4-out save as he set down Mark Vientos and then struck out Brandon Nimmo to close out Game 1 of this three-game series. 8-4 the final score. Brewers hand the Mets a crucial loss. Now just 4 games to play here in the regular season.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.